学习的题目是神圣的渴望。
And tonight I would like to share with you sacred desire.
每个人都有自己的渴望。
Everyone has our own desire.
神造人呢，就是因为我们有各种各样的渴望。
And God created man, and we all have different desires.
所谓的渴望不一定是不好的。
And desires may not mean that they are all bad.
只要是在神的道理里面，就是正常的。
As long as it is within the teachings of the Lord, they are all normal.
那有几种的渴望呢？
And how many desires are there?
第一种就是肉体的渴望。
And the first is the desire of the flesh.
你嘴巴渴就要喝水。
You are thirst and you want to drink water.
饿了就要吃食物。
And when you are hungry, you want food.
长大了就想要结婚。
And when you grow up, you want to get married.
这就是肉体的欲望。
And all these are the desires of the flesh.
第二方面，神造人有精神上的渴望。
And the second part is that when God created man, we have this thirst for desire.
这个 mentally 的。
And the mental desires.
譬如说，我们不希望孤单，我们希望有人陪我们。
For example, we do not like to be alone. We want someone to accompany us.
需要朋友。
And we need friends.
也需要有配偶。
And we need to have a spouse.
没有配偶，就是要养一条狗，养一只猫也是可以。
And if you don't have a spouse, you can have a dog or a cat.
这也就是精神上的陪伴。
All these are the companions of the of our mental.
工作上我们也渴望成功。
And then in our work, we wish to be successful.
希望别人可以肯定我们的付出。
And we are hoping that someone can confirm our what we have labored.
还有呢，我们希望做一些有意义的事情。
And also, we want to do something that are meaningful.
这个解释为什么有一些人赚了很多钱呢，就想要去捐钱或者是去做义工。
And that is why when people make a lot of money, they like to make donations to charities or like to do volunteer work.
这是满足了他们精神的渴望。
And when they do this, they actually satisfy their mental desire.
还有了艺术啊，也是可以满足我们精神上的渴望。
Arts also can satisfy our mental desires.
听听好听的音乐，看看漂亮的画，也是一种满足啊。
When we listen to a beautiful music or when we look at a beautiful picture, we all can get satisfied.
但是第三种渴望。
But the third desire.
这是灵性上的渴望。
It is a desire in the spirit.
这是在所有渴望当中最高等的渴望。
It is out of all the desires that we have, it is of the highest standard.
因为人是神造出来的。
Because man is created by God.
物质还有精神方面都没有办法满足一个人的灵魂。
Material wise or mentally wise, we cannot get satisfied.
只有神才可以。
Only God can satisfy us.
所以这种对神的渴望，我们可以把它称之为神圣的渴望。
And therefore, when we want this satisfaction from God, this is a spiritual one.
A sacred desire. 我们把它称之为神圣，因为它是属于神的，是圣洁的。
We call it sacred desire because it belongs to God and it's holy.
每一个人都需要有这种渴望。
And everyone needs to have this type of desire.
我们看阿摩斯书第八章。
Let's turn to Amos chapter 8.
十一节。
11.
阿摩斯书八章的十一节。
Amos chapter 11 verse 8.
Chapter 8 verse 11.
Of chapter 8 verse 11.
我们一起读八章的第十一节。
Chapter 8 verse 11.
一二三。
One, two, three.
主。耶和华说：“日子将到，我必命饥荒降在地上，人饥饿非因无饼，饥渴非因无水，乃因不听神的话。”这一节就把这三种渴望讲出来了。
And here this Bible verse tells us about the three types of desire.
就是说，如果一个人没有听神的话
，It is that if someone does not listen to God，
没有。从神那边得到满足
，and they do not get satisfaction from God.
那就算了，他吃得饱啊，喝得饱啊，他也不开心的。
Even though they are not thirsty or they are not hungry, they are still not satisfied.
所以我们来今天来看看到底神圣的渴望是什么。
And therefore tonight we want to share what is sacred desire.
我们从诗篇的84篇来看这个神圣的渴望。
And we can take a look from Psalm 84.
我们从三可以把它分成三段。
And we can divide them into three parts.
我们第一段。
The first part.
我们先来读84篇的一到第四节。
Let's turn to Psalm 84, verse 1 to 4.
我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
一二三。
One, two, three.
万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱！二。我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语，我的心肠我的肉体向永生神呼吁。三，万军之耶和华我的王我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着抱撮之窝。第四节，如此住在你殿中的便为有福，他们仍要赞美你。啊，第一种渴望啊，对神圣的渴望啊，这是第二节所说的羡慕可想神的愿语。
And the first type of desire is recorded in verse 2. It is when our soul longs for the house of God.
这很容易明白。
This we can understand easily.
你如果很渴望想到一个人，你会很想很想去他的家。
When you desire for someone, you want to go to the house.
跟一个人关系很好的时候，你会常常去他家里。
And when you have a good relationship with someone, you will often visit them at your house.
因为那个人，他在他的家，你去他家是很正常。
Because it is normal for you to go to their house.
那为什么诗人会这里说他很想、很渴望神的应允呢？
But why does Psalmist here say that he longs for the house of the Lord?
很有可能啊，在诗人写这首诗的时候啊，神的殿已经被巴比伦人摧毁了。
It could be that when this psalmist wrote this psalm, the temple of God had been destroyed.
我们知道，在所罗门建完圣殿之后。
And we knew that after King Solomon built the temple,
以色列百姓啊就离开了神。
The Israelites left God.
所以没有了，那神就利用巴比伦人来刑罚他们。
And therefore God raised up the Babylonians to punish them.
到最后圣殿都被毁灭掉。
And in the end, the temple was destroyed.
所以想起以前可以去圣殿去敬拜，是一种多么美好的事情。
And so when they remember how good it was in the past that they could go to the temple to worship God.
所以他就想起神的家了，神的愿语。
And therefore they long for the house of God.
那我们今天有没有对神圣的渴望，就是有没有常常会羡慕可想神的家呢？
So do we thirst today for the house of God and often cried about it?
那为什么诗人这里所说的他很渴慕神呢？
Why did the psalmist say here that he longed for God?
因为他知道一切都不能满足他。
Because he knows that nothing can satisfy him.
但是到底在神的家里面有什么呢？
But what is there in the house of God?
我们看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
这里说啊，在我神的那边啊，他的家那边呢、啊，有祭坛啊。
Here it says that in the house of God are the altars.
原来啊，神的殿最可爱的地方，就是因为他有祭坛。
So the most beautiful place in the house of God is there is altars.
啊，祭坛就是杀牲畜献祭给神的地方。
And altars are the places where they offer sacrifices to God.
我们今天很难想象，我们来教会没有一个坛，让我们可以把动物杀在上面。
It is hard for us to imagine today, when we come to the chapel today, there is not an altar for us to sacrifice the animals.
以前你去圣殿呢，就是一定要去祭坛的。
In the past, when you go to the temple, you must go to where they sacrifice the
animals. 你可以说啊，这个祭坛呢是一个非常 bloody 啊，很多血的一个地方。
And therefore, we can say that the altar.Was full of blood.
因为你带去的动物要在那边宰，然后血要洒在上面。
Because the animals that you brought to the temple, it would be slaughtered there, and blood would flow everywhere.
那有什么可爱呢？
Then how could it be a beautiful place?
那其实你要了解，其实去献祭就是要动物代替你的罪。
But in fact, we need to understand that when you go and offer sacrifices, the blood of the animal replaces you.
因为动物死了，动物替你流血了，所以你的罪被神赦免。
And the animal shed their blood for you, and therefore your sins are forgiven.
我们知道，真正能够赦免人的不是动物的血。
But we know that the who can forgive our sins? It is not the blood of the animals.
是神的羔羊，是耶稣基督。
It is the sacrificial lamb, the Lamb of God.
所以这个祭坛是什么？
So what is this altar?
我们看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音的第十二章。
Chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章三十二节。
32, verse 32.
约翰十二章三十二节。
John chapter 12, verse 32.
我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
三十二节。
32.
一二三。我若从地上被取起来，都要吸引万人来归我。这里说有什么东西吸引全人类来归主耶稣
？Here it tells us what attracts all people to God.
不是教会装修很漂亮啊。
It is not that the chapel is grand and beautiful.
不是有金有银啊，有宝石在这里啊。
It is not that there is gold and silver and precious stones here.
主耶稣是怎么吸引人的
？How does Jesus attract people?
当他被挂起来、举起来的时候
，When he was raised up and nailed on the cross.
当他在十字架上面流血的时候
，When he shed his blood on the cross.
全身被打破的时候
，And when he was broken down.
最羞辱、最难看。的时候
when he was insulted and when he looked the worst
这个时候吸引万人归向主
that was the time when he attracted all people
这是主耶稣吸引人的地方
and this is where Jesus attracts many
他的爱他的牺牲是最可爱吸引人
his love and his sacrifice attract people
弟兄姐妹今天为什么我们晚上会来这边聚会
My brothers and sisters, why do we come here to gather?
为什么我们明天要来整天守安息日
Why do we come tomorrow and keep the Sabbath the whole day?
其实如果不是因为主耶稣的爱、主耶稣的宝血、主耶稣的牺牲，我们不会来这。
If it's not because the love of God and the love of Jesus and His precious blood, we would not come.
因为这个世界有很多吸引人的地方。
Because in this world there are many attractions.
你可以去赚钱。
You can go and earn money.
你可以去逛商场买东西。
You can go to the mall and shop.
你可以去运动。
You can go and exercise.
你可以去逛博物馆，可以去听演唱会。
And you can go to the concert or you can go to museum.
或者是在家里放松啊，躺平，什么都不做。
Or even you can lay down at home and do nothing.
但是为什么你对神有一个渴望，也想去他的家
？But why do you thirst for God and longed to go to His house?
原因只有一个。
There's only one reason.
他的十字架。
His cross.
啊，本来这个教堂后面有一个很大的十字架。
Originally, this chapel has a big cross at the back.
但是我们真耶稣教会会堂里面也不挂十字架，所以就把它拆了下来。
But True Jesus Church, we do not have any cross in the chapel, so we took it down.
对吧？我们不用对着十字架祷告。
So when we pray, we do not have to pray towards the cross.
但是教会外面是还是有十字架，这一个基督教的符号。
But outside the chapel, there is a big cross on the wall, and that is a sign of a Christian.
主耶稣的牺牲啊。
That represents the sacrifice of God.
所以你今天有没有这个神圣的渴望
？So today, do you have this sacred desire?
有没有被主耶稣的爱深深的吸引
？Have you been deeply attracted by the love of Jesus?
如果你来教会，如果你来你的信仰不是因为这个原因，迟早会倒。
If you come to the church, if you have a different motives or agenda when you come to the church,
但是如果你是因为主耶稣的爱吸引你
you will fall. But if you are attracted by the love of Jesus,
人怎么对你，你就遇到什么的事情，发生任何的事情，你都不会离开神。
And doesn't matter what happened to you or anyone did to you, you will not fall.
啊，第三节
verse three
下半句，这里说麻雀都在这里找到。房子啊，爆出之窝啊
！And it says that even the sparrows they found home.
这也告诉我们
，This tells us
为什么一个人会被神的家吸引
？Why did someone attracted by the house of God？
除了十字架的神的救恩之外
，Beside the salvation of the cross，
因为里面有家的感觉。
Because there is a feeling of home.
你可以在这边抱出照顾你的 baby， 也可以在这边找到自己的房屋，找到一个避风港。
And you can hold your baby, and you can find a haven for yourself.
我们看以弗所第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第二章
，Chapter Two.
十九节。
Verse 19.
以弗所二章十九节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19.
我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
这样，你们不再做外邦、外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人呢。 这里首先讲的是我们不是外人。
Here it tells us that we are not foreigners.
教会里面没有一个人是可以被当作是外人。
And in a church, no one is considered a foreigner or an outsider.
我们要用神的爱把他当成是家人。
We use the love of Jesus to embrace them.
那不单只是我们是同一个国家哦。
Not only are we in the same country.
国的观念是很大的。
The word country is very vast.
就说哦，都是加拿大人，但是你是加拿大人，我是加拿大人，但是我们可能两个完全没有什么关系。
We can all say that we are all Canadians, but then you and I may not have a relationship.
但是家人就不一样了。
But when you are of the same family,
不单是同国，还是同家。
We are not only of the same country, but also of the same family.
因为同一个爸爸。
And we are of the same father.
天父真神，主耶稣基督啊。
Our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以教会就是一个家。
So the church is a home.
无论是个五十人的教会，就是五百人的教会。
Whether it has 50 members or 500 members.
我们一定要把它弄到像一个家的感觉。
We must make this church like a home.
没有错，教会有教会的规矩，有教会的守则。
Of course, in the church, we have our principles and our standards and our rules, and we have the truth.
但是最重要的还是爱。
But the most important is love.
如果有很严格的真理，但是没有爱。
If we have really, if we have truth and yet there is no love,
那这个就不像家了。
Then this, will not be like a family.
所以规矩是要有的。
So we need to have rules.
但是爱心也不能少。
But we cannot lack of love.
那爱心有，但是也不能没规矩。
But when we have love, we also need to have rules.
家里有讲爱，也是要有规矩。
And in the house, when we talk about love, we also talk about rules.
所以两都要。
So we need both of them.
所以神的家吸引人啊，就是因为他让回来的人有家的感觉。
So the house of God can attract peoples is because that they want them to come back.
今天我们爱门顿教会如果要发展。
Today, if Edmonton Church wants to grow,
第一，每一个人要把这里当自己的家。
First of all, we all need to treat this as our home.
你的心要放在这里。
You have to put your heart in here.
你要爱教会。
You need to love the church.
你要爱弟兄姐妹。
You need to love the brothers and sisters.
你要爱那些来访的还没受洗的。
You also need to love those who haven't been baptized yet.
让神的爱在我们心里。
And we want to have the love of Jesus in us.
这样子这个教会就会很吸引人。
Then this church will attract people.
会堂的漂亮不漂亮不会吸引人太久。
Whether the chapel is grand or not, that attraction can fade away.
说漂亮的会堂，更多会堂比我们的会堂漂亮很多。
Even though we say that our chapel looks really nice, but there are even better ones.
虽然我个人觉得爱门顿会堂在全加拿大来说，我感觉好像最漂亮。
Although personally,I feel that materially, Edmonton Church, this chapel is the nicest
in the whole of Canada. 形状，还有一个漂亮的管风琴。
The shape, the organ, and the lighting, everything is beautiful.
现在呢，大家坐的，今天晚上坐的感觉有没有不一样？哇，
那个
坐下去特别感觉舒服，有没有新的坐垫？
Today you are sitting on new cushion, and do you feel anything different?
但是这个都不重要，不是最重要。
But all this are not the most important.
这个教会吸不吸引人，有没有神的爱在中间？
It is whether this church can attract people or not is the most important.
里面的人有没有神的爱？
Whether the people in this church do they have love?
讲话的时候。没有彼此，或者是个心那种包容那种爱在里面。
And when they talk to each other, do they have tolerance?
那我们看回来诗篇八十四篇。
So let's turn back to Psalm 84.
我们看第二段。
Let's look at the second part.
第五节到第八节。
5-8.
一起读。
Let's read this together.
诗篇八十四篇五到八节。
Psalm 84:5-8.
一起读，一二三。靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这人便为有福。第六节到上读，他们经过流泪谷，照这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福，盖满了全谷。第七节，他们行走力上加力，个人到锡安朝见神。第八节。耶和华万军之神啊，求你听我的祷告。雅各的神啊，求你留心听。这是这首诗的第二段。
This is the second part of the psalm.
这也是另外一种神圣的渴慕的表现。
It is also the secret desire.
跟第一个部分有点不一样。
And it is a little bit different from part one.
第一个部分呢, 他是想要去物质上神的殿。
The part one is that we want to have materialized desire. The physical temple.
就好像今天来说, 想要去教会亲近神。
Just like today, we want to come to the church to get close to God.
第二部分呢, 他就直接想要奔跑天路去到锡安山那一边了,
去到神那一边了。 But then in the part two, they want to walk towards Mount Zion.
第七节直接讲了, 他要朝见神了。
And in verse 7, it says that they want to appear before God in Zion.
所以第二个渴望, 神圣的渴望的彰显, 就是奔跑天路, 朝见神。
And therefore, when they want to show their desire, the secret desire is they want to appear before God and see God.
不单只是每一个礼拜来教会,
Not only do we come to church every week,
就是人生走到尽头的时候,
even when we are at the end of our life,
走完这条信仰的道路了,
and we are at the end of this of this faith.
很想很想, 在那个时候啊, 打开眼睛啊, 就是见到神。
We truly want that when we open our eyes, we can see God.
哇, 这是一个很大的渴望啊。
This is our greatest desire.
这个不是一般人的渴望啊。
This is not a normal desire.
一般人的渴望是什么?
What is a desire for common people?
一般人的渴望就是说啊, 我们信神啊, 有神帮助我们赚钱啊, 平安啊, 健康啊。
And commonly, people desire that God can help them so that they are healthy, that they can make money.
所谓的就是升官发财，求平安。
And all they want is to have money and everything is smooth and sailing.
如果你信耶稣，只是求这些东西。
But if you only pursue these things, when you believe in the Lord.
我们不是说你不可以求这些。
It is not that we're not saying that you cannot pursue all this.
但是如果你只是求这些。
But if you only pursue this.
那你跟信拜偶像的人怎么不一样？
Then you are no different from someone who worship idols.
就是升官发财求平安。
That is that you want to advance in your career and you want to have money and you want to have healthy.
或者是买房买车办移民。
Or you want to buy a house, buy a car, and then you want to immigrate.
这个不是一般世人拜偶像的时候也是求这些吗？
Isn't that when people in the world they also ask for this?
那我们信耶稣基督求的只是那一些吗？
But when we believe in the Lord Jesus, do we only ask for this?
如果你只是求那一些，你对神本身没有任何的渴望。
If you only pursue these things, then you do not have any secret desire towards God.
你是渴望神给你物质而已，你对神本身一点渴望都没有。
You only desire for God to give you material goods.
但是如果一个真正渴慕神的人，
But when someone who truly thirsts for God or desires for God,
他的一辈子的目的啊, 他很想走完这条人生的道路的尽头, 我是能够去天国, 我是能够见到主耶稣。
The life goal is to walk on this heavenly path and in the end that they would see God.
保罗就是有这个渴望。
Paul had this desire.
我们看腓立比书第一章。
Let's go to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第21节。
Verse 21.
腓立比一章21节
Philippians chapter 1, verse 21
我们一起读
Let's read this together
一章21节
Chapter 1, verse 21
23 因我活着若是基督我死了就有益处 22节
22
但我在肉身活着 若成就我功夫的果子 我就不知道该挑选什么 23节 我正在两难之间 情愿离世与基督同在 因为这是好得无比的 保罗这里讲出他的心声
Here Paul talked about what's deep in his heart
他说经过那么多 考验困难，他做一个结论。
And he had gone through many great sufferings and training and afflictions, and in the end, he had this conclusion.
他跟一般人已经不一样。
And his conclusion is very different from others.
他不是为自己活。
He did not live for himself.
他活着就是把基督彰显出来。
He lived is to show a case of the Christ.
就有益处，因为可以得到神给他的果。
And when he died, there is gain for him because he will receive the heavenly kingdom.
那有人就说了，那你想要去哪里？你想活久一点呢，还是让神接你回去呢？
So people would ask, where do you want? Do you want to, when you die, do you want to go to heaven?
他说，如果他有的选哦。 他希望神可以接他走。
And he said that if I have a choice, I want God to receive me.
这个不是他厌世，不是他 depression 啊，不是他想自杀那种啊。
This is not because he was depressed and he want to kill himself.
不是的。
No.
他如果继续活着，他很积极，他很多事情要做。
If he were to continue living, he had many things to do.
啊，他也知道，如果留下来，就是为了教会，为了弟兄姐妹。
And he knew that if he were continue to live, he would live for the brothers and sisters and the church.
但是因为他印象里面，他有去过第三层天呢。
But in his vision, he had gone to third heaven.
哇，没人去过。
No one had gone to third heaven.
主耶稣给他体验，给他取他去。
But the Lord Jesus had given him that experience.
在那边听到隐秘的声音，
so
in, 很多奥秘。
In that spiritual realm, he heard many voices and many mysteries.
但是因为那时候还没有到，所以神不能接他回乐园。
But because it was not time yet, and therefore God did not take him home.
还是派他回来。
And then sent him back again.
自从那一天之后呢，他就看清楚了。
From that day on, Paul was clear.
这个世界无论住在哪里，没有什么所谓。
And it didn't matter where he lived in his world.
啊，有钱没钱没所谓。
Whether he had money or not, it didn't matter.
我要去以后那个神的国。
He wanted to go to the kingdom that comes later.
这个渴望很大。
And that desire was great.
如果他没有去过第三层天，他不会这样选。
If Paul had not gone to third heaven, he would not choose that.
但是他因为去过，他说好的无比，这个一定要去。
But because he had gone to the third heaven, and therefore he said that I must choose that.
人就是要有比较，比较过你才知道什么东西是比较宝贵。
So we need to have comparison. Only when you compare, then you know which one is better.
比如说你喝茶。
For example, when you have coffee.
你。Coffee 也可以，茶也可以
，or tea，
或者是酒
，or wine。
你喝过好的，你再喝回来那个不好的，你就喝不下去了。
When you have good wine or coffee or tea, and when you drink something that's not as great, you wouldn't want it。
开车也是一样啊。
The same thing for driving a car.
你开习惯那个高级的车，我开那些很普通的，你也觉得怎么好像很不舒服。
And if you have driven a luxury car, you do not want one that is not as good.
因为有比较啊。
Because you had comparison.
保罗他有比较过。
Paul he had compared.
去过乐园，哎呀，回到世界，所以我宁愿与基督同在。
He had gone to the paradise and came back. He rather not come back.
这是一种渴望。
That was a desire.
但是还没有到之前。
But before the desire comes,
你要忍耐。
We must be patient.
你一定要把主耶稣给你的工作做完。
We must finish the work that Jesus entrusted.
你一定要灵修要到位。
That we must cultivate our spirituality.
一定要把你的十字架背完。
We must carry our cross to the end.
所以这个就解释我们看八十四章第六节。
And that tells us in Psalm 84, verse 6.
诗篇八十四篇第六节。
Psalm 84, verse 6.
我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
大声读。
Read it out loud.
一二三。
As they
他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之谷，覆盖了全谷啊，盖满了全谷。这也就讲到，要朝见神之前，一定要经过流泪谷。这个经节先不要收起来。Display the verse again, please.
Can you display the verse?
Yeah, continue.
So before we stand before the Lord, we have to pass through the valley of Baca.
有带自己圣经哦，圈起来，流泪谷这几个字圈起来。
And if you have your own Bible, please underline this.
最好要每个人来自己教会要带圣经圈起来，要的圈，不然听完忘记。
And in the church, you should have your own Bible so that you will not forget.
你必须要经过流泪谷才可以朝见神。
You must pass through the valley of Baca before you can appear before God.
Baca 的意思是流眼泪的意思。
Baca means that the valley of tears.
你不要以为说哇，去朝见神，去天国哦，很轻松哦，好像去散步、去 hiking 一样，吹吹暖风啊，吃吃冰淇淋。
And do not think that walking towards the heavenly path is an easy one. That we are going for ice cream or we are relaxing and then cruising.
神一定会让你经过流泪。
God will surely make you walk past through the valley of Baca.
看你撑不撑得住，看你会不会坚持。
And see if you will persist.
这个流泪谷就是很难走的一段路。
The valley of Baca is a hard road to travel on.
主耶稣一定会给你一段路，是让你很难走的，甚至会让你哭出来了。
And the Lord Jesus will give you a path like that, even for you to cry when you walk on this.
这个就叫十字架的道路。
This is the road of cross.
主耶稣自己就经过这个流泪。
And the Lord Jesus, He Himself, had gone through this valley of Baca.
我们看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书第二章。
Chapter 2.
第五章
Chapter 5
希伯来书第五章
Hebrews chapter 5
第七节
Verse 7
希伯来五章七节
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7
一二三基督在肉体的时候既大声哀哭流泪祷告恳求那能救他免死的主就因他的虔诚蒙了应允这句话太宝贵了
This is such a precious word.
这就是基督耶稣的流泪谷。
This is the valley of tears for the Lord.
就是在科西玛里。
And it is in the garden of Gethsemane.
他要面对十字架。
When he was about to face the cross.
在人生最低谷的时候。
It was the lowest point of his life.
就是流泪谷。
It was the valley of Baca.
最孤单的时候。
It was when he was lonely.
门徒都离开了他了。
The disciples had left him.
他将要被卖了。
And Jesus was about to be betrayed.
哇，他一直祷告，整个晚上祷告，流很多眼泪，流很多汗。
So the Lord Jesus prayed and prayed all night, and he cried.
他求神救他免离他的，可以免去这个苦悲啊。
And he pleaded with God, to take away this bitter cup for him.
今天我们的流泪谷是什么？
Today, what is our valley of Baca?
每个人都有自己的流泪谷。
Each and every one of us has our own valley of Baca.
可能你侍奉的时候到很低潮，很没有力量。
Perhaps when you are serving the Lord, that you are at your lowest point.
很不想做。
That you do not want to do it.
被人家误会攻击啊，你真的很想哭啊，甚至已经偷偷哭了。
And you have been misunderstood and you cried about it.
这个是神要考验你。
It is a time when God is testing you.
也可能是你家庭的问题。
And perhaps it would be problems in your home.
有一些人婚姻就是他的流泪谷，哇，在婚姻里面受了很多委屈，很多苦。
And for some people, marriage could be the valley of Baca for them.
有一些人是他孩子是他的流泪谷。
And for some, children is the valley of Baca.
一想起孩子的不听话，让他烦恼，那就哭。
And when they remember the disobedient children, they cried.
就很多神把你放在你的流泪谷。
So there are many different types of environment.
为什么要你流泪
？And God will put you in so that you cry.
因为当你流泪的时候，你就是最愿意亲近神的时候。
And when you cry, it is a time when you want to draw close to God.
让你流泪的时候，你就是最谦卑的时候。
And when you cry, it is a time when you are most humble.
感觉自己是那么无能。
And you feel that you are so hopeless and despair.
你就连接着神的大能了。
And that you want to be close to the Almighty.
你承认自己的无能，就能看见神的全能。
And when you admit that you are so useless, then you will see the almightiness of God.
神就会给你加添的就很大的力量。
And God will add strength to you to give you strength.
我们看来路加二十二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 22.
二十二章四十三节。
Chapter 22, verse 43.
路加二十二章四十三节。
Luke chapter 22, verse 43. Let's read this together.
有一位天使从天上显现，加添他的力量。哇，这是天使加给主耶稣力量。
Here an angel appeared to strengthen the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣那时候带着肉体。
At that time, Jesus was in flesh.
有很多恐惧。
He had a lot of fears.
有很多软弱。
In a lot of weaknesses.
就像你跟我一样。
Just like you and I.
不想去啊，不想面对十字架。
And the Lord did not want to face the cross.
不想完成神要他的任务啊。
He did not want to finish, to accomplish the job that that the God is given,
不想去面对神啊。
He does not want to go to God.
他要逃避啊，走不下去了这条路。
He wants to avoid it. And run away from it.
我相信我们都有曾经走不下去的时候。
And I believe that we, at one point in time, we have this situation.
但是因为神的怜悯。
But it is because of God's mercy.
也可能是因为弟兄姐妹帮你的带导。
And it is also because the prayer of the brothers and sisters around you.
在最低潮的时候，主耶稣还拖着你。
When you are at your lowest point, that the Lord Jesus came and embraced you.
所以今天还坐在这里，不是因为你比别人厉害。
And that is why today you are still sitting here. It's not because that you are better than anyone else.
而是因为有神的帮助。
But it is because God has helped you.
所以八十四篇第六节就讲得很好。
So Psalm 84 verse 6 is a beautiful verse.
流利谷吗？你不用担心。
You don't have to worry about the valley of Baca.
神会把这个谷变成泉源之地啊，泉源涌出来。
God will make this valley into a spring.
泉源就是圣灵啊。
A spring is Holy Spirit.
你最越低潮的时候，圣灵就在里面又帮助你。
And when you are at your lowest point, the Holy Spirit will help you.
啊，那个秋雨，就上面下雨也代表圣灵啊。
And then when the rain comes, the rain also represents Holy Spirit.
盖满整个谷。
And it will cover the whole valley.
所以当你遇到人生低潮的时候
，So when you are at your lowest point in life,
特别特别要多祷告。
You need to pray more.
你不祷告，走不出低谷。
If you do not pray, you will not get out of this valley.
但是当我们跪下去，愿意承认自己的软弱的时候
，But when we kneel down to pray and then we admit that we are weak,
那个力量就来了，就力上加力。
Then the strength will come and then you will have added strength.
所以原来有流泪谷啊，会催逼我们。催逼我们想要渴慕神。
And then the valley of Baca will compel us to worship God.
有一个姐妹，因为她受很多的苦。
There's a sister, she had suffered a lot.
家庭也让她很痛苦。
And that the family also had make her suffer.
在她人生最低谷的时候。
So in the lowest point of her life.
她一直祷告。
She prayed a lot.
她有个很强烈的渴望。
And she had a very strong desire.
没有关系的，这一切都会过去。
And she said that it's okay, everything will pass.
我要忍耐。
I need to be patient.
我不可以放弃。
I cannot give up.
我不可以自杀，我也不可以离婚，我不可以用人的方法去解决我的苦。
I cannot kill myself. I cannot divorce. I cannot use my own way to resolve this.
我一定要进天国。
I want to go to heaven.
我所做的一切，一定要让我可以进得了天国。
Everything that I do, I must allow me to enter the heavenly kingdom.
她有这个渴望啊，这个给她有力量去克服所有的这些考验。
So she had this great desire, and therefore that desire made her overcome all her sufferings.
这种渴慕就是朝见神。
And this type of desire is that she wants to see God.
有时候我在躺下去睡觉的时候。
Sometimes when I lay down to sleep,
我在想会不会半夜心脏病我醒不过来。
I often would think, what if I have a heart attack and then
die? 醒不过来，我希望眼睛打开的时候就看到主耶稣来接我。
And therefore, I'm thinking, I hope that if I open my eyes, that I can see the Lord.
这是最好的。
That is the best.
能够回到神的身边是最好的。
That we can all go to the side of the Lord is the best.
就是怕活到一百岁，但是死了不能得救，那个就没有用。
But the worst case is that even when you live to 100 and you die, and then you can't even go to the heavenly kingdom.
你有这种渴慕吗？
Do you have this desire?
还是你很怕死？不要谈这个问题，不要想这个问题，不要想到死的那一天。
Or are you afraid of death? You don't want to talk about it. You don't want to even think about it.
我很害怕，很害怕。
And that you're very afraid of it.
很怕讲这个问题。
And you're very dreadful to talk about this topic.
很怕写遗嘱。
And you don't want to write a will.
很怕想到以后身后事情。
You do not want to think about what will happen after you die.
如果心中还有这种恐惧。
If you still have this fear in you.
大概还没有准备好见神。
Then you are not ready to see God.
但是我们要赶快准备。
But we need to prepare ourselves.
因为每个人的时间真的是不一样。
Because the time for us to pass is different.
第三个部分。
The third part.
看回来八十四篇最后一段。
Let's turn back to Psalm 84.
九到十一节。
From 9 to 11.
八十四篇九到十一十一节十二节。
Psalm 84:9-12. Let's read this together. O God, behold our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed.
求你垂顾，观看你受膏者的面。第十节。
Verse ten.
在你愿住一日，胜似在别处住千日。你应可在我神的殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。十一节。因为耶和华神是日头，是盾牌，又赐下恩惠如荣耀，他未曾留下一样好处，不给那行动正直的人。十二节。
Verse 12.
万军之耶和华，依靠你的人变为有福啊。这是第三方面，神圣的渴慕的彰显。
This is the third part, is when we thirst for the sacred desire.
你渴慕神，你就会渴慕去昼夜侍奉神。
And if you desire God, you will desire to serve Him night and day.
再重复一次，如果你渴慕神，你常想，你很想把握每一个机会昼夜侍奉神。
And if you desire God, then for every second of your life, you want to serve the Lord.
啊，这里第十节就说了。
In verse 10, it says,
在你的院宇住一日。
That for to live a day in your house.
超过我在别处住一千日。
It's better than 1,000 living somewhere else.
这个是一种比较。
This is a comparison.
没有一个地方可以比我在神的家与神同住的那种美好。
Nothing can compare to the beauty of me living in the house of God.
住在神里面。
Living in God.
住在神的殿里面。
Living in the house of God.
哇，这什么意思？
What does that mean?
住就是生活的意思。
When you live means that you live a life.
我们今天没有住在圣殿里面，我们都住在家里。
Today we are not living in the holy temple. We all live in our own house.
如果你二十四小时都住在这里，大概是会堂管理员呢，才会有这种的福气啊。
If you live in the chapel 24 hours, perhaps then you are a caretaker.
我们在亚洲的地方有一些教会有请一些人当会堂的管理员。
In Asia, our church will hire someone to be the caretaker of the chapel.
我们就住在教堂里面。
And they lived in the church.
那我们今天不是当管理员。
And today we are not the caretaker.
但是呢，什么叫住在神里面呢？
Then what does it mean by living in God?
就是信仰已经进到你的生活里面。
That means that our faith is in us.
信仰就是生活。
Faith is our life.
生活里面有信仰，信仰里面有生活。
And our life has faith, and faith has our life.
但是今天有时候我们把它分得很清楚。
But today, sometimes we separate them quite clearly.
我来教会就是一个生活，去到家，回到家。跟朋友又另外一种生活的形态。
And I come to the church, I act different. And then when I go home and be with my friends, I act differently.
完全不同的人。
I'm totally two different.
我们有好几个，我们好几个 mode， 好几个模式啊。
And we have a lot of modes.
我们有 church mode.
We have a church mode.
穿什么衣服来教会讲什么话
？And then we wear certain attire, and then we speak certain language.
有时候去到学校有另外一个 mode， 完全不讲耶稣，完全跟外邦人一样。
And when we go to school, we don't even talk about the Lord Jesus, and we act just like a Gentile.
或者是在工作的地方，人家根本不知道你是个基督徒啊。
Or in your work, office, that no one knows that you are a Christian.
因为看不到你跟别人生活有什么不一样。
Because they don't see your life any different from anyone else.
但是如果你住在主里面。
But if you live in the Lord,
你的生活里面有主。
And that your life has the Lord in it.
常常很不经意的、很自然的就跟别人谈起主。
And then unaware. You will not be aware that you talk about the Lord with others.
别人去到你家里，也很容易看到你是个基督徒。
And when people go to your house, they can see that you are Christian easily.
不单只是你有挂一些“基督是我家之主”之类的东西而已。
Not only you perhaps you have some banner saying that the Lord is the master.
他看到你，哇，你的家庭很和睦。
Or when they see that your whole family is so harmonized.
所以很喜欢。
And they like to see you, and they can see that you live in the Lord.
但是第十节这面还有下面这下半句就讲的另外一点。
But then in verse 10, the second half of it talks about.
他说：“宁可在神的殿中看门啊。”
He said, "It says that I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God."
哇，我不要在别人恶人家里装帐篷里面住啊。
And I do not want to live in the tents of the wicked.
就是我可以侍奉神，比一切都更好。
That means that it is the best if I can serve the Lord.
真的，今天我们现在还没有去到天国。
Truly, today we have not gone to heavenly kingdom.
说实在，以后去天国也没有圣工可以做。
And honestly, even when we go to the heavenly kingdom in the future, there is nothing for us to do there.
没有圣工，没有 holy work,
no holy work to do there.
不用打扫啊，不用弄吃饭的啦。
We don't have to cook. We don't have to clean.
那个时候没有圣工可以做。
And at that time, there's no holy work for you to do.
主耶稣说要做工，要趁着白日，趁今生的时候，你就要尽量要做。
And that's why Jesus said that if you want to work for God, you must work while it is still daylight, when there is still a chance.
所以你很爱神，很渴慕神，你就很自然一提起神的工。
And truly, if you love the Lord and you desire Him, then you want to do whatever you can.
很想服侍这位主。
And you want to serve the Lord.
譬如说，如果你很爱你太太。
For example, you love your wife.
弟兄们，我问你，我challenge 你，你爱你太太吗？
Brothers, do you love your wife?
有没有爱？
Do you?
那你有没有问你太太？ How can I serve you better? 我每天可以怎么样来服侍你更好？
Have you asked your wife, how can I serve you better?
我怎么可以做个更好的丈夫？
How can I be a better husband to you?
你有没有常常问你太太这个问题？
Have you often asked your wife this question?
因为你很渴慕你太太的，很渴慕，你很爱她，你一定要问我怎么可以服侍你好一点。
If you truly desire your wife, you will ask her this question.
同样，姐妹，我也challenge 你，我也挑战你。
And then for sisters, I also challenge you.
你有没有爱你先生？
Do you love your husband?
你没有问你先生？
Have you asked your husband?
我怎么做可以让你更满意？
What can I do to to make you even better?
Yeah, 我怎么侍奉你，服侍你，让你觉得更受尊重？
How can I serve you so that you are well respected?
你渴慕一个人，你就很渴慕服侍他更好。
When you desire someone, you want to serve them better.
哇，你今天对服侍神是一种出于一种责任，还是出自一种？
Today, when you serve the Lord, is it out of respect or is it out of love or desire?
是不是种 duty? 是不是种责任呢？
Is it a duty for you to serve the Lord?
说实在，已经为了责任服侍主已经不错了。
And honestly, when you serve the Lord for the sake of duty, then it's quite good.
因为有些时候责任给你，你都没有做好。
Because sometimes when a task is given to you, you didn't even do it.
出于责任是好，但是不是最好。
So for the sake of duty, you serve the Lord. It is good.
出于一种 desire, 是一种渴慕，我很想服侍主，很爱主，很想多服侍他。
But when it's out of desire, you really thirst for God. You want to serve Him. That's even better.
怎么样可以服侍得更好？
What can I do to serve God even better?
如果一个人常有这样想。
If someone often thinks this way,
主耶稣的心一定得到满足。
Then the Lord's heart will be satisfied.
请问你对神有没有神圣的渴望？
May I ask, do you have this secret desire?
有没有渴望亲近神，去神的殿宇？
Do you desire God and do you desire to go to the house of God?
很想亲近神，来教会敬拜服侍。
Do you desire to draw near to God? Do you desire to come to the house of God to serve Him?
有没有渴慕奔跑天路朝见神，很想以后去天家？
Do you desire to walk on this heavenly path and that in the end you want to enter the heavenly kingdom?
第三，有没有很渴慕好好的可以侍奉神？
And thirdly, do you desire that you want to serve the Lord your best?
要是明年。就是改选新的负责人。
Next year is when new election for the church board.
这个是我们要心里要准备好。
So starting now, you need to prepare yourself. 传道
不希望看到有弟兄姐妹推三推四，提名了都推三推四，那些不应该这样。
And as preacher, I do not want to see that when your name is being raised up, that you reject it.
选到有提名，你就放上去，让神来决定。
And if preacher or the church board put in your name, then you let them put your name down.
不要自己推三推四啊！不要放，不要这样。
Do not reject it.
这个是很重要。
This is very important.
好，我们来唱诗。